Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Really, with Colson, it starts with the person more so than the player. Listen, and I love the tape. I love everything about the tape. But when you get to know him as a man, it's really intriguing. It's who we want to be going forward, in my opinion.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
The Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst, the first day of the U.S. Open. It's going down out here. You can download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your existing Circa Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500 and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. And we're talking about the Chicago Bears and specifically Rami Makhlouf, a guy that gets everybody kind of excited, as he should, is the Bears' first-round draft pick this year. That would be Colston Loveland. The content of the cut that you just heard, of course, Colston Loveland has not practiced or participated in any way, shape, or form in the physical way in the offseason program because of a shoulder injury. Word is that he will be good to go once training camp starts. I will believe it when I see it, and I will become more hopeful at that moment. And maybe even more so, it becomes even more important after yesterday hearing from Jake Butt of the Chicago Sports Network. He is also of the Big Ten Network, and talking about of course we know that this guy is important to the Bears. I didn't realize he was as important as at least Jake Butt was telling us yesterday on The Score.
I think this was a slam dunk pick by the Chicago Bears. I mean, Colston is a guy, when you watch his film, you can just hit copy and paste it and move it to the NFL. So you can go a little bit of history here. Sam Laporta was drafted by the Detroit Lions out of Iowa, averaged 73 receptions a year over his first 2 years. And there's a ton of parallels from Sam Laporta's film at Iowa to Colston's film at Michigan last year. We know Iowa historically, and I apologize to say this, Ant, but I think you'd agree. Iowa struggles offensively. They had no weapons. They had no quarterback.
How dare you, sir?
Right. Suck off, dearly.
Here, guys. But what? And I called some of these games. You know what Iowa had to do was they lined up Sam Laporta as a solo receiver, as an inline tight end, off ball. He lined up as the fullback, all over the place. And of course, both these guys are talented. But I say that because some tight ends struggle to make the transition to the NFL, and a big reason is the playbook. There's so much on your plate. You have to know the offensive line's duties, your duties, the wide receiver's duties. Laporta was able to do that in college, and then he did it in the NFL as a rookie. Colston did that exact same thing last year for Michigan. He was their only weapon. They lined him up all over the field. Ben Johnson is rubbing his hands together like a mad scientist saying, once this guy is healthy, he might be their number two target this fall. Even considering all the wide receivers, he could be as good as their number two target behind DJ.
Number two.
Number two. Here I am. Okay. Thank you, somebody. Yes. I found that to be startling, that he could. I love the idea, and I get it, but Colston Loveland as your number two target this year? And I'm not even taking into account the injury thing. What do you think when you hear that?
I was listening when he said that, and I started to think about it, and at first it took me aback, as it did you, Grody. And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, okay, so DJ Moore, he's number one. I'm assuming that's the assumption.
That is, yes. I did go back, and okay. that was in one of the follow-ups that I went back, and he said, yeah, of course, DJ Moore, 98 catches, 966 yards, and 6 touchdowns last year.
And then after that, I mean, it could be Colston Loveland. It could be. I mean, you just used a first round pick last year on Roma Dunze, top 10 first round pick. Roma Dunze.
That's where I think all of this suddenly is becoming more difficult than I thought it would be. And I get it, embarrassment of riches and all of that kind of stuff. But it does get kind of complicated when you start to put it together. Because I agree, DJ Moore, I think we probably can all agree on it, and people listening as well, I would imagine we can agree that DJ Moore still, even though it took a while to get things cooking last year and the chemistry didn't seem perfect, a lot of the time it felt like it still feels like to be successful, in order for the Bears to be successful, that DJ Moore probably has to be the most targeted Bears player on the team. Last year, the second most targeted guy, or the biggest numbers last year, were Keenan Allen, actually, who had 70 catches for 744 yards and 7 touchdowns. And then you have Roma Dunze, and I guess that's what I'm thinking is, like, we've skipped right past Roma Dunze. Like, has he actually been passed up by Colston Loveland? I get it. This is one person's, albeit educated, but it is their opinion on this player. But we've sort of moved right past him. And then there's Luther Burden as well. Like, where is he? Where does he fit in? Is he the new Roma Dunze? Is he the new Keenan Allen, maybe, I guess, would be the better comp right there. But it just, all for the first time hearing that, it got complicated in my head exactly how the ball is going to be dispersed.
I would like it to be Roma Dunze when talking about who's going to be the second most targeted guy, because he had a solid rookie season. I don't take major issue with the season that Roma Dunze, especially given the context of the situation that he was in, the mess that Shane Waldron was as an offensive coordinator, the mess that the Bears were in losing 10 straight and all the problems with their offense. He had a solid season for a rookie, but I would really like to see Roma Dunze take a leap in year two. And you were just talking a second ago about the fact that Ben Johnson is going to have to make some guys better players.
If
you can take, you know, the raw product that is Roma Dunze and add in the magic that is Ben Johnson, or whatever he can do with an offense or a particular weapon on offense, I feel like we should see more, maybe a lot more, out of Roma Dunze in year two. This is a guy who was drafted top 10, and I know Colston Loveland was as well, but Roma Dunze was drafted top 10 a year ago. And often in the NFL, where you see the biggest leap, the most development, is in that year one, from year one to year two. I don't want to say it would be a red flag by any means if we didn't see a jump from Roma Dunze, but just to make that pick worth it, a top 10 pick that you used on a wide receiver, I'd really like to see that leap in year two and see him be the second, if not the number one target and number one weapon in Ben Johnson's offense. Because a top 10 wide receiver, I don't want to say you have to be Justin Jefferson, but you should be pretty special in this league if you were taken at that position in the top 10.
Yeah, you should have 1,000-yard seasons. And look, again, I just gave you the numbers. Honestly, when you look at the numbers of Roma Dunze last year, 54 catches, 734 yards, and 3 touchdowns, it didn't feel that good, actually.
No,
it didn't even feel that good. Didn't. And you do have to take in mind, like, you have to augment in your mind a little bit for the 17-game season. So if that's a 16-game season, that's 634 yards, then it feels more mediocre. It just felt like I wouldn't, like, if I had asked at the top of my head, like, after the season ended, how many yards, if I wasn't tracking stats,
right,
I would have guessed he probably had 500 or 600 yards. That's the way the season felt for him. It felt sort of, again, at times, chemistry issues with Caleb Williams. It's not that, like, there weren't some really nice plays by him, but it wasn't quite there yet for Rome.
And it wasn't like I wasn't watching Rome Odunze and going, something's amiss.
Right.
Something's not there with this guy. I was watching and going, man, they've got to figure out a way to get him more involved. It was more of a Bears thing than it was a Rome Odunze thing. And watching last year and sort of having that feeling of, we should be getting more out of this guy. And it wasn't that he wasn't bringing it to the table. It was that I just didn't feel like they were really finding ways to get him more involved and make him a bigger piece of that offense.
Yeah, and then we could even add in somebody like DeAndre Swift. If the running game and even the running backs catching passes is as imperative as it seems like it is to a Ben Johnson offense, then you got to think about that. But we kind of talked about that already. I'll tell you another guy, too, that has been very, I like to use the word present at this time of the year because nothing is really that organized during these practices. You could see all sorts of different combinations and guys catching footballs that you're not regularly going to see catching all of the footballs. There's always those guys, like bodies that are out there. But Olamide Zaccheaus with the Chicago Bears this year, one of the receivers that they signed in this offseason, has been very present out there. And I wonder, too, like where he fits. I mean, this is a veteran who you can plug and play right away. 45 catches for 506 yards last year. And, you know, who's competing with whom, too? Like, is Luther Burden competing with time with Zaccheaus? Is it Rome Odunze that he's competing with? So, and Ben Johnson is going to tell us that, hey, everybody's getting the football, which is great. Like, in theory, I think that's great, and I would love to see it be that good, but there's going to be you're going to see guys separate themselves. So there still has to be that guy who is the go-to guy. I know that that's DJ Moore, but beyond that, it gets very interesting and a little bit.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fuzzy.
You know who we haven't mentioned in this conversation?
Can I guess?
Who's going to have the second most targets next year?
Cole Kmet?
Yeah. I mean, are we all resigned to the fact that he's now a blocking tight end?
Isn't that wild? Because
that's a lot of money for a blocking tight end.
It's kind of an emotional moment, too, because it's always felt like he's the young guy from Chicago. Like, oh, it's Cole Kmet. He's a native son and all of that. And, like, every year has been about, like, he's got a little better
this
year.
This is the breakout.
Exactly.
Here it comes. Here's the Kmet breakout.
That's hilarious. We do that every offseason.
And it hasn't happened.
Like two
and now
years
we
ago.
Don't even mention it.
Yeah, it started to happen 2 years ago, because if like I don't have the numbers up, but like he had 700 plus yards, I think, 2 years ago, and then last year it was like, where are you? Where? What's going on? Like nobody, and some of that's Caleb for literally not targeting him in a handful of games throughout this year. But that's such a great point. Like, is he just like he has been? There's a little bit of a backseat now with Cole Kmet.
If we're having this conversation a year ago, Grody, we're going, well, DJ Moore is going to get the most targets, then it's probably Cole Kmet. You know what I mean?
Oh,
or maybe the rookie, Roma Dunze. We went through five or six names
before I even
brought up Cole Komet's name.
I said Olamide Zaccheaus before I said.
Yeah. When you said, you know who's a guy that we haven't talked about, yeah. I thought you were about to say Cole Kmet.
You know, I was trying to get cute. I was going inside. I'm the guy that covers the Bears. I got to come at you with an Olamide Zaccheaus.
A deep cut. He's got a deep cut.
Exactly,
man. It's off the B side.
Exactly. Exactly. Not only am I going to come at you with a B-side guy, it's going to be a difficult name to pronounce. So I'm going to intimidate you, too, with my skills of pronunciation. Olamide Zaccheaus. But, yeah, no, I think it's very interesting. I mean, like, I'm going to enjoy a little Bears breather right now in terms of the coverage.
Not as you should.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But, I'm looking forward to get a glimpse of what they do in training camp this year.
Get a little itchy for Bears.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? The itch continues right now, because when we return, there was a Bear on the air today. A Bear on the air. His name is Ruben Hippolyte, and Ruben Hippolyte was on the Mully and Haw show, and he said some interesting things, which we would like to share with you next. I'm Mark Grody. He is Rami Makhlouf. We are live at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lyndhurst. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your existing Circa Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500. And take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. And for crying out loud, come on in here and hang out with us at 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. We are Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.